We are resuming the August 18th meeting of the DRB. We are on item number 7, PR 2021-5222, SI 2021-1237, which is an EPC site plan sign off for Western Hills Development at 3615 Highway 528 or Alameda. And the agent is Tara West. Good morning, or now, oh, good afternoon, Mr. Bohannon. Thanks for sharing your day with us.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you. Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place. I still plan to tell the truth.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead and give us an overview. I know we did see this in sketch plan.
Yeah, thank you. Jay, if you could zoom in on the site development plan. We're in receipt of the comments from yesterday that you had provided, and we appreciate those. We are close to finishing up the traffic study. The traffic study hopefully will be done next week. So I plan on, after getting all of your comments, to probably take a deferral to September 15th, which should get hopefully Gene and Matt enough time frame to digest the traffic study, have any comments, turn around, and then any infrastructure mitigation, we will complete that, as well as all of the other infrastructure items that have been raised by the other departments. So with that, I'll be ready to walk through your comments as well.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 7 on Highway 528? Please raise your hand or speak up now. Seeing none, let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. For this project, we've issued an availability statement 200927. It's dated 10/21/2020, and it's valid for 1 year from issuance. So if you've been working on this project over the past year, that will continue to be valid as you continue to work on it. That was primarily focused on the coffee shop, the other restaurant type building. When you come in for, you know, I guess building permit for that, we've been doing a new availability statement to cover that, for, you know, checking the fire flow, et cetera. Regarding infrastructure, typically we would have a list item for the unused items, the fire hydrant that's shown, any unused connections to be removed, and that be on an infrastructure list as well. In this particular one, the sewer connections to a manhole, where both properties are connecting to a manhole that's just off to the west, off-site, that would be a public manhole, so that each lot could have a separate connection, separate private connection, and those connections would be separate. The update to the sewer ordinance specifically forbids shared private connections, so that would be something that would need to be on there. We are requesting some language be added to any site plan, which is that the existing infrastructure may not be adequate for future use. The notes provided in the comments, basically looking at the other lot to the south, it's something different in terms of development. It may need more water pressure or fire flow. We had a question regarding the hydrant to be removed. It's kind of on the east side of the site, northeast side of the site. I wasn't sure if that was public or private, and I'm concerned with removing it, given that if the fire marshal is relying on that for other parcels, we want their sign off on removing it prior to taking it out. I think we don't oppose removing it as long as they're in favor and are not thinking that it's going to be available to fight a fire on another parcel.
Okay, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon. Thank you, Blaine. And so what we'll do is we'll work through the infrastructure list items. We've got fire one approval from the fire marshal's office on the site. We'll circle back around on that fire hydrant. I don't believe it's contributing to anything, but it could be across the street. So we'll double check with him for those apartments across the street. And if we have separate sanitary sewer line connections for the future restaurant, we'll circle back around with you, Blaine, prior to our resubmittal, then coordinate that if it's going to be public or private.
Thank you, Ron. This is Blaine again with Water Authority. I think, I think the only thing with that would be the two lots. The main out front is an interceptor. So the thought was to build a collector extension from that, then providing a manhole that both lots would have access to. The only other comment I had was the easement on the fire hydrant that's on the west side of the site. I wasn't sure how that was going to be adjusted, if it's going to be adjusted by plat or paper easement. We're open to whatever way, as long as it complies with the city's requirements in terms of, you know, how it was generated, how it needs to be relocated. But that's something that's hanging out there and just want to make sure we don't lose track of. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this Ron Buchanan again. We'll look at that. There was a easement that we missed on the sketch plat that came up, that AMAFCA has a maintenance and access ability over to that side that we'll cover more when we get to planning's comments. So we'll make sure that we'll go through that adjustment. I do believe we can actually push that fire hydrant, if have to the other side of the entrance to Mr.'s car wash and still meet all of the fire marshal's requirements as well. So there's just some tweaks in there that we should be able to work out in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Hello, Vince Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections to this project.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl, Parks and Recreation Department. So we looked at this case in detail for the EPC case because there were existing trees that fell under the criteria for our review. And it does appear that they incorporated, there was a large discussion at the EPC, and the neighbors wanted to keep the Siberian elms. So we recommended that they plant some other native trees and eventually that those would be replaced, but it does appear that those and then the other comments were incorporated. However, I noticed that at the sketch plat stage for this project at DRB, we asked about street trees, and it doesn't appear that that was ever spoken about at any of these hearings. And I know that it doesn't appear that you own any of the property that directly fronts the roadway. And I was wondering if you know anything about is solid waste in charge of providing street trees in that area in front of your development? If you could maybe speak on that. And then the other question was about the pond stabilization seeding, an issue that we've talked about with other projects.
So, Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, Cheryl, I'm having a hard time hearing you. You're still pretty muffled. I think what I heard is that you want us to check the species of the trees. And I'm assuming it was the trees that were in the northwest corner of the site, and we spent a lot of time at EPC determining which way was north.
No, sorry, that's not the comment. I just mentioned that we did talk about that, and that does seem to be solved. So that's not the comment today. I'm curious about about street trees on cores, that would typically be provided. Do you know if that's something, you know, is solid waste in charge of that median that is showing across the street on your plan?
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, no, that is under the, it's kind of a weird area. The area to the east of us is under control of NMDOT. This is under the city of Albuquerque, but what we were hoping to do was long-term, do the same thing that happened on the east side of this, is to enter into a long-term agreement with putting landscaping and parking in that area, but it's something that we were going to do down the road, not with this development. Does that answer your question?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So who does own that property? The DOT?
At this point, my best estimate is the city of Albuquerque owns that. And Gene may be able to weigh in a little bit more on that, but our research shows that it's still the city of Albuquerque. But I'm not 100% positive of that.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I would like to find that out, I guess, if it's, you know, DMD that's in charge of that property, or DOT, or, I guess maybe what the plans are before we complete this project, just so that we can at least have some knowledge about what's going to happen there.
Sure.
And then I was wondering about the seeding for the pond, if you were planning on using native seed there. It doesn't appear to be on the landscape plan, any scheduling for the seeding.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, we'll follow the same one that we did for Southern Tire Mart, which was through DRB, I want to say about 3 weeks ago, which my best recollection did satisfy you guys for stabilization of that pump. And we'll show that on the next iteration.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sommerfeld. Hydrology.
Chris Tomiho, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of November 23rd, 2020. However, Hydrology needs MAFCA's comments addressed prior to approval of site plan for building permit. Hydrology will also need the engineer to show the existing drainage easement on the grading and drainage plan, which grants MAFCA maintenance access to their drainage facility. It is this maintenance access that MAFCA is objecting to the screen wall and the landscaping within this drainage easement. Hydrology will need a revised conceptual grading and drainage plan addressing MAFCA's comments.
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, this is probably the most important thing I need to get through today is we had shown a screen wall and some landscaping over there for the benefit of the neighbors. What they were interested in doing was containing the trash from the MAFCA channel within the MAFCA right away. And so I need some clarification from planning and from the DRB because it is a condition of EPC, but it is a right of a MAFCA because it is an easement to a MAFCA. They do have that right. So I just need to understand some guidance from DRB. And this is Ron Buchanan again. Ernest, we will update the grading and drainage submittal as well during this process with whatever is decided here today.
Okay.
Does anyone have any thoughts on Mr. Bohannon's question? We might need to see that EPC condition up to be more lucid about it.
So, Madam Chair, I don't know, Mr. Ron Buchanan, I don't know, is Nicole on today, or I'm sorry, I was...
Yes,
I got on Ms. late.
Sanchez is here.
Ms. Sanchez is wondering if you could weigh in if there is a easement right that would be in conflict with the EPC decision, if that right would supersede that EPC decision, or if you could provide some guidance, I'd appreciate it.
This is Nicole Sanchez. I haven't reviewed that. I'd be happy to review those documents if you want to forward them to DRB chair.
So, Ms. Ron Buchanan, Ms. Sanchez, that would be the EPC findings. And then on the plat, I think it's shown on the plat as well. But if not, we can forward that to the chair who can forward it to you.
Yeah. If you could kind of consolidate the background and then the question, and we'll look at that. Okay, sure. Let's move on to transportation.
Now, this is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. Approved traffic study is required for the full development prior to complete site plan and plat approval. Include copy of the shared access agreement with the submittal. List all pedestrian weight widths, 6 foot ADA pathway is required to the right of way. Show the bike rack for the Dutch Brothers and include necessary dimensioning per DPM standard. Provide separate exhibits showing all of the queuing for each of the restaurants for sufficiency to make sure they meet ideal requirements and any additional requirements you think they may need for the specific restaurant in question. For the location of the trash dumpster, it, look, there's a concern that this would interfere with traffic entering from the site from Alameda Boulevard. So you may want to take a second look at the location of that one. Due to the speed on Alameda Road, please use intersection site distance triangles on the access ways instead of the triangles shown to take into account speed. The DPM has a separate section on intersection site triangles. Use correct detail references for all curb ramp callouts. The same detail reference was given, although different types of ramps are graphically shown. And I did want to note that, yes, this portion of Alameda does belong to the city.
I'm Madam Chair Ron Buchanan. Gene, thank you. Like I said at the opening, we should hopefully have you have the first draft of the impact study, hopefully next week. And so we're hoping that by the 15th, that would give us enough time for you to go through it, review it, get back to us and go through that. We are working on the shared access agreement through that area. Bike racks will show. We do have a queuing exhibit that is ready, and what we're going to show is the 10 car queuing for the future restaurant, and then we'll show the 30 cars for the Dutch Brothers that we've already got that created. We'll send that to you separately. The trash dumpsters, we've worked with Solid Waste, and we bounced this one trash dumpster on the entrance around a bunch of different places. It doesn't really want to fit well. We understand that, but we, based on the queuing, I think that and the periodic use of the dumpsters, we think that's still an adequate location, and we think that it will work for Solid Waste for sure. And we think that the minor inconvenience, if any, when they're picking it up, we think is better than trying to find a different location. And the curb ramps, we'll call that out.
This is Jean with Transportation. I just wanted to make sure that there was no conflict with Alameda Boulevard with the speed of traffic on that. And also just find out, I suppose, from Solid Waste, what their hours are as far as pickup.
Okay. This is Ron Bohannon. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll follow the Solid Waste. And then I would ask you a question. If we could do an encroachment agreement for the street trees, in front of the site, if that would be permissive. And then one other follow-up question, the site triangles that we have shown on the site development plan, you're wanting us to use the ASHTO site triangles versus the standard smaller site triangles. Is that correct?
Correct. This is Gene with Transportation. Yes, and that's based on the speeds that we have on Alameda Boulevard, just to make sure that there aren't any conflicts, particularly with landscaping.
Yeah, I understand. Could you address the street trees? Is that feasible?
Is that a question for Cheryl or?
No, that's a question for you because it's City of Albuquerque right away. Normally we would have an encroachment agreement. We could put landscaping in that encroachment agreement. And then that would solve Cheryl's issue with street trees, and then we could show it without having to go back and make any changes to the EPC submittal.
This is Jean with Transportation. I'm amenable to that.
Okay, this one again. Yeah, but we'll look into that.
Okay, planning comments?
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan. We had quite a bit of comments from Catalina. We've gone through those. We'll get those updated. Most of them are differences in square footages that we'll address with Catalina and get a new memo from Catalina. So.
Okay.
So this is Maggie Gold. So the site plan does need the application number added to the signature block. And as Mr. Buchanan just said, we did get comments from the staff planner. And a lot of them are, either clarifying items or some of them look like registration errors. So there's nothing I don't think there's anything here that is, it's all sort of cleanup. And I think, and maybe what we need a sort of a question offline about what actually falls under the purview of DRB's technical expertise versus, you know, things like changing out of plant, changing plant material for similar plant material. You know, there's the one of the comments is that the New Mexico privet was replaced with desert willow. Both are short, multi-trunked xeric trees. So I think if the applicant can just either revisit this with the staff planner and myself, or since the applicant has already stated they want to take a deferral, I think there's plenty of time to get this cleaned up. And if you have, and Mr. Buchanan, if you have specific questions about any of those comments that you need clarification on, please let me know.
Madam Chair, Ron Buchanan, Maggie, I appreciate it. We'll circle back around with you and Catalina, keep you in the loop. And then Nicole, where the really the issue will come in is the easement rights versus the property rights. MAFCA does have easement rights to maintain their channel and get access through there, but it also has to be a reasonable use. And so the wall, I definitely see as an issue, and I'll articulate that when I send through the package to you. The landscaping, as long as it can be accessible, in my opinion, the landscaping can remain. But I'll go through all that with you guys next time.
Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I also just want to point out we'll need the solid waste signature as well on the site plan.
Jay, this is Ron Buchanan. Jay, we already have their approval, and I can send that through too.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item number 7 to September 15th?
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gene Wolfenberger with Transportation, I second.
Please vote.
Lane Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote to defer item 7, PR 2021-5222, SI 2021-1237 to September 15th.
Madam Chair, thank you, and thank you for letting me spend the Wednesday with you.